Hey, Don?
Yeah.
It's Amy Nelson.
Oh, hi, Amy.
Thanks. How are you?
Oh, so I'm doing great, thanks.
Good. So, yeah, there was a note in here you needed to talk with me.
Yeah, so Tom is kind of banging his head up against the wall with this new strategy that he has for the clientele that he wants to reach. He's
mm-hmm.
decided that he no longer wants repair calls, that he only wants replacement service calls. What that means is that the repair calls are amounting to $300 to $500 visits, and
mm-hmm.
the replacement calls result in, you know, $3,000 to $10,000 calls.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to spend all of this time on these little guy services because it's not getting him the income that he wants. And he
mm-hmm.
tried to talk with Ivan about it, and
mm-hmm.
we went through the list of all of the types of words that we could use for attracting clients with the web, and Ivan said that he would be notifying the other entities,
mm-hmm.
Local Splash and Google, of this new wording.
Mm-hmm.
However, we continue to get that same clientele calling, and he is now, you know, making lists every week of these calls that he no longer wants to have. And then he wants me to talk with somebody from Google Guarantee weekly and have them disputed. Sometimes he gets denied, sometimes he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
We did have a conversation with someone from Google directly last week, and this fellow said, the reason that that's not happening for you is because the language is the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it hasn't actually been changed with Google to the extent that it's making a difference in the type of calls that we get. We're not sure how we need to do it. All he knows
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
what he something different, and he's not getting it.
Okay. I'm typing all this out. Give me just a second. So the language being used in the website, or where exactly is the language that's being used?
Well,
to change? Because I do know that once we make some changes within Google, it takes a couple of weeks for everything to, like, really take hold. It's not an overnight thing. So
we did actually, over the past couple of weeks, we have noticed a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Just not enough of a difference. There is still a significant number of repair calls coming in. And like I said, you know, he does not want to go out and do repairs. He wants replacement. The list of words is, I think there's 16 words or categories on the profile section.
Mm-hmm.
And we could not, there's some of the words he wanted were not available. Like, for instance, the word replacement was not on the list. But what ended up happening is instead of us having all 16 choices filled in, we only have 9 choices filled in now. So that's because the other 7
are services you don't provide.
Right. We're all related to repair as opposed to replacement.
Okay.
I'm wondering, okay, so what does, I'm sure he's not the first electrical contractor out there that has decided that he doesn't want to go do these little small calls. But what do other electricians do? How do they organize their site to attract that clientele that they're looking for.
Yeah, to be honest with you, I don't know. I don't know the answers to any of these questions. All of this is really technical stuff that I'm gonna push up the ladder. As far as this goes, I don't have a response or an answer for literally any of it. This is all literally outside of my scope and above my pay grade. But I am going to reach out to the supervisor for Google Guarantee and see if we can't get a call and see what the differences are here, and have him reach out to you. Also, I'm going to reach out to client services supervisor and see what we can get going on there. So try to arrange calls directly to you on this, because I know that you guys are looking for different things. I've notated everything that you've said here. That way they have a lot of material to go on and see exactly what kind of changes can be made. Okay.
Cool. Thanks for all that.
Yeah, my pleasure. Like I said, if I don't have an answer for you, I'm going to do my very best to get you, you know, to see what we can do about getting you an answer. But I do know that changes within Google take a little bit of time. So as far as the keywords and surfaces go for Google Guarantee, though, they're pretty rigid. They're pretty rigid about how they allow those keywords to show up. They don't give us any flexibility. Like, we can't say, okay, well, we want to come up for this word. Or it's like, just like we can't say we want to do only residential or only commercial within the Google Guarantee. So Google Guarantee themselves is very rigid as far as the keywords and the services of what you can offer. So within those services of electrical contractor, what's available is all that we have to work with. Like, they don't let us mend it to say, okay, well, we want to offer replacements only. Or even put, if replacement isn't a word that's involved in the Google Guarantee subcategory keywords, we don't get to add it.
Well, I know, because I actually have designed my own website from the binary code, and I know for a fact that they a local Splash has the management of the website.
Sure.
They could go in and change the wording at that level.
Sure.
Absolutely. Those words.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Beyond that, I don't know what else we can do.
That's exactly what I'm going to try to find out. I just want to set the proper expectation as far as the Google Guarantee goes, because if Ivan says that he's made all the changes that he can, then I tend to believe him. But I am going to reach out to his supervisor and just have Perry overlook everything and take one more look at it and see if we could take another run at it. But yes, as far as the keywords within the website and making sure that the keywords within the Google listing itself and the Facebook and all the things are accurate and consistent, then yes, that we absolutely want to make sure, or the Google ads, we absolutely want to make sure that we're bringing in those certain type of jobs and calls. And that is something we have more control over.
And how could we find out what other electricians are doing to get the clientele that they want? You know, because like I said, I don't think Tom's the only one that doesn't want to do these kind of calls.
Right. Again, yeah. I don't have access to the other client's information or what the answer to that is. And I mean, if we had a formula that if we knew that there was a formula to do that specific thing that you're asking for, obviously we're going to apply it elsewhere. We're not going to hold it from you, because that's not going to be successful, right? But as far as the answer to that goes, I have to ask them, like, what else can we do here? There's got to be something else that we can do to help you.
Okay.
So I'm going to make sure that they call you directly, because I know that's been said multiple times as well, that you are the point of contact here. And we'll go ahead and see what we can get going. So let me get with them and then I will let you know, okay?
Okay.
All right, Dawn. It was a pleasure talking with you today. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.